What's good? My name is Reeves, and today we're going to finish off part of my three-part series titled Finding Your Voice Even When You Hate Networking. And today I want to talk about what I call organizational expectations. And let's kind of set this up for those of you who may not know what I'm talking about. So you have a desire to engage in an organization that you believe is going to create some great opportunities for you. I mean, people have told you that if you want to be in the know, you need to be a part of this organization. You need to be with these people. And when on the outside, it really looks like, man, that is the organization I need to be affiliated with. I don't care if it's a fraternity, sorority, social group, professional group, bar association, medical association, professional association. You have been convinced that being a part of this particular group is what's necessary in order for you to have an advancement. And let's just be clear, the people who are telling you this may be telling you the truth. But see, here's the problem that you run across. You have to ask yourself, what are your expectations? So let's talk about that for a second. So why did you join? Like if you finally get to, you know, you've gone through the steps, you've done the research, you found out how much it's going to cost, you got your money together, you put your application in. Depending on the organization, you may have to provide references. You've got your references done. You've got people who are going to vouch for you. You've gone through the entire process. Oh, you are excited. Now you become a member. And all of a sudden, full stop. You're like, okay, you're not as enthusiastic as you were before. So let's start with the fundamental question. Why did you join the organization? And see, here's the thing that most people fall into this trap. Because they fall into what I call the trap of three. One, they're expecting to get something. That means they have it in their mind that there is some type of benefit that's going to come to them as a result of being in this organization. So there's this expectation in their mind that they're expecting to get something, whether it be out of the organization itself or out of the members in the organization. Then there's a second expectation. You're expecting to meet someone. And what I mean by that, meaning there are people that you believe you can get access to that you would not normally be able to get access to if you were not a member of this organization. And don't get me wrong, you may be right, but that's part of your expectation. Saying to yourself, under normal circumstances, I would never be able to get access to this person. But once I'm a part of this organization, they're a part of this organization, or they engage this organization, and boom, I'm going to have expectations of being able to get to meet that person. But then you also have your third one. You expect to be somebody. Now, what do you mean by be somebody? Meaning you're thinking that as a part of whatever steps you're taking in your life, personally or professionally, being in this organization and being affiliated with this organization will create this expectation that it elevates your status. It elevates what you're trying to do, and it provides a measure of credibility to you, depending on what you're trying to do. So in essence, when you're doing something, now don't get me wrong, there may be other reasons why, oh, they're great in community service, oh, they have great scholarship opportunities, oh, they have great fundraising opportunities and so forth, and they're active in the community. That's beautiful. But from a personal standpoint, it really comes down to you're expecting either to get something out of it, meet someone out of it, or be enhanced by being a part of it. At the end of the day, it really comes down to those three, we can just be completely honest. Which lends yourself to getting to the point where if those three things are not met, you run into a very, very dangerous position. And what I mean by dangerous position, you risk the possibility of being disappointed in the organization. Now, you can be disappointed for a variety of reasons, but this is the three that typically come into my mind. First, it's not what you thought, meaning a lot of times when you're looking at an organization, we get a romanticized thought process of what that organization is. And when you're on the outside and you're not on the inner workings of the mechanics, it's always the outside. Think of it, the house. It's like the house looks awesome on the outside. And you might get walked into the living room And the River Room, you know, the staging is wonderful. But you don't know about the pipes in the building. You don't know about the bedrooms. You don't know about any of those things. So what ends up happening is you have created this mindset of this certain expectation of what you think this organization is going to be about. And then you get into the organization and you automatically tell yourself, this is not what you thought. So that's the first thing. Then the second thing, or if that's not your case, it's not happening fast as you thought or fast enough for you. And you're like, what do you mean by fast enough? Depending on what you are, your reasons for joining the organization in terms of the different expectations that I provided to you and so forth. And again, like I said, those are not just limited. There could be other reasons, but those are the ones that I often run across when I'm dealing with people. You have to ask yourself now, are you disinterested or disappointed because the things that you thought you would get out of this organization, the benefits that you thought would come your way, are not happening as fast as you thought they were, or fast as you thought they were going to? And that's the one that really catches you off guard, because you've got into this organization, and let's just be clear, we all have internal timelines and internal clocks that we have going, and that basically dictates what we kind of expect to see happen within a particular period of time. So if you're going into this organization thinking that you're going to automatically engage these people, or you're going to go automatically create these relationships that's going to create these opportunities, and you have an internal timeline, and what you're doing does not happen with or is not consistent with that timeline, guess what happens? You find yourself in this wild position where all of a sudden now you're getting mad at yourself because you're not having the outcome or the response that you thought was going to happen. So unfortunately, that has nothing to do with anybody else. That's completely all on you, because if you have this internal timeline that you have for yourself, no one is going to know what that timeline is other than you. So then you now have this situation where you've got two things that has popped up. The first thing that's popped up is, one, the organization is not as you thought it was. The second thing that pops up is whatever you want to have happen is not happening as fast as you like. Which then brings me to the third and probably the most devastating thing that happens. You lose interest. And that happens, and that usually happens really quickly. Meaning you've got into the organization, you've had these expectations. Come on, it's a kind of like the Christmas tree, the Christmas gift effect. You know, you've found yourself, you've joined the organization, you're all pumped up and motivated, you're fired up and you're like, let us ride, baby. And now all of a sudden you find yourself in this unique position where the enthusiasm level that you had coming into the organization is not the same level as it was once you get there. And so what ends up happening is you find yourself in this position where you're now looking at the organization and you are questioning whether or not you did the right thing. And that's not trying to be funny. It's just that, and it's not saying that you made the wrong decision. It's just that you came into the organization with these expectations. And I'm not trying to say you weren't honest with yourself. It's just that maybe you had these expectations you set that were so high that they weren't too high. They were just ones that if the other parts don't know about it, how will they know that it's met? There's a phrase we use in the legal community, which we call managing expectations. It's meeting of the minds. And it's this reality that both sides have to be honest with each other and open with each other about what they are expecting from each other. So this way they can make sure they're both moving in the direction at the same time. When you're joining an organization, sometimes that doesn't always happen because you're trying to become a part of the organization. And in your mind, you're not really, whether you want to acknowledge it or not, you may not always be as forthcoming about what your expectations are from that organization as a whole. So now you're in this wonky situation where you have invested time, energy, and money to join an organization that you believe was going to confer some measure of a benefit to you. And now, unfortunately, you have found yourself in this position where you're finding that you have lost interest in the organization. You're not getting the outcome that you thought that you were going to get. And your expectations are not being met, or they're not being met as fast as you like. Now, when you hear this, I will tell you it's easy to be disheartened. But you can turn this around really quickly. And I want to talk to you about a few things that you should consider when you're joining an organization or if you're a part of an organization in order to be able to network and maximize your relationships within that organization if you haven't considered some things already. If you are trying to engage an organization that you've joined or re-engage an organization that you've joined, and you're trying to engage it in such a way that you can believe that you can get a benefit from that organization, it's tough because I can tell you I've been a part of a number of organizations for periods of time, and you go through those ebb and flows where you're energetic about an organization at some particular point in time, and then after a while, it kind of waxes and wanes. So here's the things that I have found, or at least that works for me. I can't speak for everybody, but let me tell you about what works for me. First, your energy level. That's going to sound corny, but when I say your energy level, effectively what I'm effectively saying is that your energy level means how much energy you put into the organization is almost a feeding type of device for all those who are around you. I mean, think about it. How many organizations have you been a part of where it's always that one person who's like the Energizer Bunny, and they always seem to be in everything? Now, I'm not trying to say they volunteer for everything, but they have an unbounding amount of energy. It's like you almost want to be around them because they always seem to be in the know. The reality is that they're always in the know because people tend to migrate towards people who display a lot of energy. Whether you call it energy, whether you call it passion, I don't care what you call it. Those people tend to draw the attention of people who are in their circle. They're pumped up. People like being around them. They feel like these are people who move. They get things started. They get things shaken. They want to be around them. They want to be in their orbit. So if you think about yourself, now, am I telling you, you need to go out and be an Energizer Bunny? No. What I'm saying is the energy you put off in terms of for that organization will also be the same energy that fuels those people to want to interact with you, which then leads me to my next one, enthusiasm. I can tell you, and you probably say, well, what's the difference between energy and enthusiasm? Energy is the work that you put in. Enthusiasm is your excitement to do the work. Don't get me wrong. I have been in meetings where I'm like, dude, that joker right there got bringing the heat, man. But one of the things that I learned over periods of time is those people who are passionate about letting you know when they see things that are wrong or booty or boogie or needs to be worked on, they're showing you their enthusiasm within the organization. They have demonstrated a commitment to that organization that can be undenied and unrivaled. They are saying, I am in it to win it. And so again, when you see people who are enthusiastic, don't you want to hang with those people? Heck yeah. Because those people are the ones who are dedicated to the organization and they really want to make things happen. Now, I'm trying to tell you, whether you believe it or not, people like being around people who are enthusiastic or who are energetic. And it doesn't have to be, you don't even have to, and a lot of times you don't even have to be outwardly engaging in terms of dealing with people. People just naturally migrate towards those people. I can tell you as someone who, there were a couple of different times in different places where I had put on shows or events for organizations that I was a part of. And I knew I was really passionate about it. I was bouncing all around. I found that I had the number of people who openly volunteered to participate with me grew exponentially over periods of time, to the point that what ended up happening is, depending on the organization, these people wouldn't engage unless they knew I was doing a particular event. And I wasn't the only one this was happened with. This would happen with different people. I knew a couple of different people who are like that. They just, for whatever reason, when they're in charge of something or when they do something, people want to be around them. Because guess what? That enthusiasm, that energy, it's contagious. And guess what? If you find something that you like to do, that you're naturally passionate about, you don't have to worry about networking with people. Those people will come to you. And guess what ends up happening when you're interacting with people under those environments? All of a sudden, you have conversations. They're like, so what do? Oh, you also do this? Hey, have you talked to such and such? This person does that too. Doors open up because guess what? Again, and we've talked about this in the last two podcasts where I talked about this notion of things, conversations happening organically. This is an organic flow, which lends me to the last part with regards to working within your organization. You got your energy, you got your enthusiasm, and you got your engagement. Take yourself out of I'm trying to get my hookup on and just talk to people. Just a regular conversation. Because what ends up happening is that a normal engagement where you're not trying to get something, and you're not trying to establish yourself in a particular way, will open itself to so many possibilities. You'd just be surprised. Even just, you know, even a casual conversations. Like I can tell you that I used to have this thing whenever I would talk to brothers about different stuff, and this was when I was this active in my fraternity at the graduate level. I do this now. That sometimes when I'm a part of stuff, you know, I'm actively talking. I like to listen because people will tell you how to engage them. So if you see somebody come around and you saw, oh, I saw your plate come up. I saw a veteran of foreign wars. What wars were you in? Oh, really? Wow. And guess what? You show interest in what they're about. They will just tell you everything because people like to engage. That's why when I tell people, don't, you know how you get around forced? Get used to active listening. That's how you get around forced conversations. You start finding out and talking to people. They'll tell you what they are. They'll tell you what they're passionate about, and you can find the connections by just listening. So instead of trying to actively figure out how I can hook myself up with this person and let them know what I can do, listen to them because they're telling you what they want from you in order for you to get a relationship organically with them. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. So what does that mean for you in the big thing in terms of managing your expectation with regards to organizations? Couple of things you should always keep in mind. Any organization you go into is not a one-way street. I am going to say this wholeheartedly. Do not go into an organization with the expectation that that organization is going to do something solely for you. You joined the organization. They brought you in with the expectation that you're going to contribute to the organization. Just like you're going into the organization with the expectation that you're going to get something out of the organization. But if you go in with this expectation that you're not going to contribute and you only want to receive, guess what? You're going to be disappointed. Am I saying that people are going to stop talking to you? No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that if you go in with this mindset that you are only looking to benefit yourself but not contribute to the masses, then you cannot be shocked when you get disappointed. Also, in order for you to maximize the benefits of that organization, you must be prepared to participate. And listen, when I mean by participate, I'm not talking about just going to the meetings and everything. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about just, you know, participating in a fish fry or going into a bake sale or anything. What I mean by participating, it may mean anything. It can be a social gathering. It can mean a get together. It can mean a, you know, community service event. It could be a variety of things. But the important thing is you are still participating in some kind of way. Define what participation means to you, even if it means going to a meeting or just going to an event, whether it be once a year or once a month, whatever. You still need to participate. And then you have to ask yourself the question, are you looking for a short-term benefit or long-term gain? What do I mean by that? Because sometimes what happens is people are so focused on only wanting to get what's best for them right now that they ignore the possibility that by participating, engaging, and being passionate and so forth and all these things for the longer term, things will flow to them naturally. You'll be surprised. The relationships you establish with organizations will follow you. I have organizations that I was in a few years ago that I was in a Rotarian in a chapter in a club years back. I haven't been a part of Rotary in a while, and I had Rotarian reach out to me for about a minute or two. I was like, hey, are you still involved? What's going on? And I'm thinking, if I had not had that relationship where I was actively engaged, I don't necessarily know that they would have thought about me in any way, shape, or form to reach out to me. And so it's important for you to ask yourself these questions. Now listen. Don't front. I ain't gonna sit up around here and act like I'm big baller, big chilly willy around this thing, and try to act like that I have been so actively involved in organizations and I got all the answers. I can tell you I'm still a work in progress, because I myself have had those periods of time where I've waxed and waned within a particular organization. But I can tell you this much, I do know. When I wax and wane, I know who's doing the waxing and waning. Not the organization, it's me. I know why I'm not getting the max out of this organization. It's not the organization, it's me. And, you know, it's easy to say, oh, the organization is not looking after me and they're not reaching out to me and they don't care, they just want my money and so forth. Yeah, that's easy for me to think about it, but I also have to think about it from the old adage as being an attorney. There's two sides to every equation. If they're not reaching out to you, are you doing anything to reach out to them? I said, so you can't just say it's one side and one group is not engaging you if you're not participating and making yourself available to be engaged. So I say all this to stress this. If you're like me, who hates networking with a passion, it took me several years to finally fall into a comfortable space where I realized how relationship building, because that's what networking is, how I could build better relationships in a manner that works naturally and organically and for the best for me. These things can work for you as well, but you got to be willing to put the work in, and you got to be willing to manage your expectations so that you have a full appreciation of what you can get out of the relationships that you're trying to build. All right, everyone. Again, my name is Reeves. I hope you enjoyed this. And again, we'll keep this thing rocking and rolling. And as always, be blessed and stay safe out there.